I believe in figuring out my own way to do things.
I believe in the power of numbers.
I believe in barbecue.
Well, I believe in friendliness.
I believe in mankind.
This I believe. Today, the last in our series of This I Believe commentaries from students at Goshen College. The students are in the Writing for Media class taught by Dwayne Stoltzfus. And we selected three of their assigned student essays to share with you. Today, it's Julia Baker.
I believe in taking the time to listen to people's stories. I walked into the common room of the Center for Discovery, an eating disorder treatment clinic for teens in California. Glancing around the room, I saw a dozen kids sprawled across leather couches. I was not impressed. I'd left a community that I loved during the spring semester of my freshman year in college, a small private Christian school in Indiana, to return home to the West and seek treatment for my anorexia. I immediately regretted my decision. I had just come from a college world. My friends and I were involved in the Peace Club and where I was reading about feminist pedagogy for my women's studies course. I quickly concluded the teens at the center were far below the intellectually rich world I had left. One by one, they introduced themselves. Raven's arms were a maze of scars from many suicide attempts. Starving was her new approach. Miguel was a meth addict. He was always angry. Cuss words littered his speech. Thad was a gay 14-year-old from Massachusetts, whose past 2 years had been spent in and out of treatment centers for bulimia. For the first week, I shut myself out, rarely talking, spending hours pressed into the folds of the couch, trying to push the pain away. I was cynical about everyone, including myself. In high school, my friends called me the Big Ear. I listened to friends' boyfriend woes or complaints about a parent's strict curfew. I love listening to people and take pride in my ability to ask thoughtful questions and show compassion through lending an ear. One day at the center, I told this part of my story to Perla, my therapist. She asked if I had taken the time to listen and ask questions of the other teens at the center. I realized I had not. Being thrown in with people that led such different lives, my compassionate listening was gone and replaced by harsh judgments. After that realization, I listened. I heard people's narratives. I understood the stories behind Raven's scars. I heard about Miguel's struggle with meth and his journey to become clean. I listened as Thad shared how hard it was to be gay in his conservative East Coast town. I also got to know them as people, not as stereotypes, with scars and addictions. Raven was an artist. Miguel was a sponsored skateboarder. Thad was an avid American Idol fan. Before hearing the other teens' narratives, I had dehumanized them. Seeing the way I had treated them, I realized this was the way I was treating myself. I was dehumanizing myself. My disorder consumed me with constant negative thoughts about my body and who I was. I slowly began to realize that I needed to listen just as compassionately to myself. I wouldn't be the person I am today. I wouldn't be the recovering anorexic I am today if I hadn't taken the time to listen.
Julia Baker, she's a freshman at Goshen College. This concludes our This I Believe series with Goshen College students. Our thanks to Dwayne Stoltzfus, their instructor, for his aid and help in preparing these fine essays for broadcast.